And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, it is time for my favorite time of every single week. We get together in the studio. There's two other people that obviously make this show. You hear Boomer every day. I mean, Boomer's like old hat, man. He's like, it's Boomer. We got Boomer here every single day making everything work. But then McQueen comes in and just makes it all, takes all the rough edges off of it. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get the whoop whoops for Boomer and McQueen. All right. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
And
your microphone is turned off. How about that? Try that again. Are you ready?
Oh, I thought maybe that was the case. I was like, this sounds funny in my headphones. I'm ready.
Sounded really funny inside her head.
Okay. So they're just like, maybe they don't have me on.
We didn't on purpose. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I got questions to see if y'all got answers. So Boomer's heard some of this stuff already, but I'm going to I'm just going to throw it out there. First question. So New York City, you know, major crime and drugs and homeless problems going on. Of course, they're freaking out about illegals being busted there. Mm-hmm. But they just came up with the idea. The Department of Health Services in New York City thought it'd be a great idea to help with the drug issues to put out vending machines that have free crack pipes and Naxalone and other drug paraphernalia. They may be moving to syringes later. Their free vending machines, they were wiped out by 1 o'clock the first day they were put out, and they're going to have to restock them twice a day. But it's designed to help the drug problem.
Help the drug problem.
Is this
problem,
a joke?
Guys.
No.
Who decided to do this?
The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, the former police captain.
Oh, man.
All right, so, well, my question was, what are your thoughts on this? I can already tell where we're going. But you go first, because Boomer heard some of the discussion
right
earlier.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. What a great use of their money, right? I
mean, $11,000 per machine.
And for
per
free?
Machine.
Not. I mean, I'm actually shocked that stuff was like wiped out, because like, really, that'd be their first thought to be like sanitary about things? I don't know. This just blows my mind. Like, what
I think that's
a
their
joke.
Thought, though, is way more sanitary to get it from the vending machine.
Oh my gosh. Well, not to mention, I mean, as ridiculous as that sounds, ridiculous. And what a waste of money. I just can't, like, I can't even fathom this.
Now, all right.
That kids, though, get to see this? Or, like, you know, I mean,
kids have access to it. And by the way, it also has condoms and other things in there,
Lordy.
Too.
Oh, Lordy.
It's all about
what
safe
is wrong
sex.
With us?
Now, I will say this. It does have. Does this change anything for you?
Are there any Bibles?
No, there are no Bibles that I know of.
Nope, not a fan.
It does have Narcan, which is a narcotic inhibitor for overdoses. So if your buddy's ODing using the free crack pipe that he got,
hit up the vending machine.
You run down to the vending machine and see if it's got any stock of Narcan, so you can go back and maybe save your crack buddy's life.
So they're just trying to go back on what they just did. Hey, here's all this free the free loot, but just in case, here's
Let's
this
cover
so you
our
don't
butts.
Die.
Yeah, there you go.
No
Dear
lawsuits.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for using our tax dollars to just inhibit all these amazing people that would love to continue to destroy their bodies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, come on, really? That's what I have to say to the mayor. Come on, man.
Like,
this is not how you should be spending your money. This is not how you should be leading your state. This is not how anybody should be. Nobody should be looking up to you for anything.
Well, I'm wondering, like, when he comes up with this idea, I mean, really, did the next person who heard it go, you know what, that sounds awesome. Like, let's do it.
There was one city councilwoman who called this thing out as being a total waste of time and money. One.
Good.
One person.
One.
Oh, my gosh.
One that we know of. One.
Just one.
Yeah. But I mean, you look at it and go, okay, if you were really trying to just save lives, why don't you just put the Narcan in there and call it done?
Yeah.
Like.
Right. That,
all right,
okay.
All you druggies. Just so you know, down on the street corner, you can get a Coke at the corner store, and right outside there's also free Narcan.
Yeah,
just
so,
in case.
Just
in case you make a bad decision.
Yeah, but no, they had to load it up with crack pipes and lip balm too. By the way,
lip balm.
They had lip balm. That's the list. I'm looking at the list, going, I don't think I want to know. I'll just leave it at that.
I don't know if I want the lip balm from there.
Ooh,
from that.
Just saying.
I don't know.
All right, if my lips are chapped, maybe so.
So let me get this straight.
Ridiculous.
You guys don't think it's going to work?
I just can't even believe this is like... I'm just...
How many letters is the mayor going to receive from other...
Well, how many crack addicts write letters?
Well, I'm not saying from the crack addicts. Okay. I'm saying from the right side ruffians that live in New York City.
Because there are some.
There are some. I mean, how many letters are we going to receive?
I don't know. I just want to know how long it's going to be till somebody hooks up a tow truck to the back of that vending machine and hauls it away.
Well, I'm sure. Do they put like bulletproof glass on the vending machine?
Oh. I don't know. And then, by the way, what if you're the business who does not want the freaking crack machine right outside your door?
Outside. Yeah.
And then when is California going to adopt this?
You guys are both realtors. Can you imagine showing a property? And right here, these are wonderful
look right
condos.
Right over here, guys.
Yeah, don't look that way. Don't look over there at the crack machine.
Oh, my goodness.
But you do have Narcans.
Yeah. It's crazy cool. Remind me to tell you my Narcan story from Afghanistan. Not my Narcan story, but anyway, that's another story altogether.
It's another.
I just keep shaking my head. I'm just like, I'm dumbfounded.
Well, if we got
one thing after another,
if we came in and made McQueen speechless on the first one, that's
oh boy,
you might want to hit the Jack Astry button right before we go.
I'm just gonna do it now.
All right, next question. I kind of had a feeling where y'all stood on that one. So the general consensus here in the right side of studio is that the vending machines are an epic fail. All right, changing gears totally. Let's talk politics. All right, so. For the first time, I think, ever, we have a historic election coming up, a primary election. You know, all God's children that are Republicans are running for president right now.
Seems like it.
Most of
them. 35 Come on. Of them.
At least. 19, 20, 31. But that being said, the interesting dynamic, though, is it's a former president and his former vice president are two of the top candidates running against each other. I mean, formerly on the ticket together, in office together for 4 years, had a complete falling out, and now we have the Vice President Pence running against the former President Trump. So let me ask you this, in politics, should Pence come out hard or soft? Should he come out right away swinging and try to take Trump down a notch, or should he come out going, I love the guy, we're just not meant to work together? I mean, what's the approach here? What do y'all think?
What I think or what I think is going to happen?
Go with both.
Okay. Well, I guess they're both the same. One, I want to know why. I guess he wants to be president. Okay, that's why he's running.
Sure.
But in reality, is he just going out to basically to? He's going to come out swinging because he knows he probably doesn't have. Probably, I'm just saying, probably doesn't have that chance to be one of the very big front runners. Is he going to come out swinging just to take down the person that hurt him in the first place?
So you think he should come out swinging then, is what you're saying? Or you think he will? What do you
think? I think
saying?
He will.
Okay, should he?
I think with everybody and their mom coming out to run for the president, for the Republican Party president, I don't know. I personally, I'm like, man, what is going to happen? We already have two big dogs right now.
Right.
And they're already going to go after each other. I don't want them to tear down the party. I don't want them to divide what we can succeed in later on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Primaries get ugly.
Right.
And the old thing is primaries get ugly. Remember, fellas, we got to work together when it's over with.
Correct.
But what do you think? So, all right, so Pence is running against his former, I won't say boss, but really kind of boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When it's Trump, it's your boss.
Yeah, I guess. You're fired. Everybody's a contestant on The Apprentice. So should Pence come out swinging, or should he come out and try to just play the guy that just, you know, we're not meant to work together anymore? What's the approach here, hard or soft?
Well, first of all, I didn't realize that this is the first time this ever happened.
I think it is.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I feel like he already is coming out swinging. Like, as much as he said against Trump right now, and with the January 6th, and like Trump made him choose between him and the Constitution, and like just how wrong he was, and he's wrong then, and I don't know. So I feel like he already has.
You think Trump's been hard on him, or Pence has been hard on Trump?
No, I feel like Pence has come out swinging already because just the things he's already said against Trump, and like how much
Well, hold on. I have my hand up.
Okay, I just got started here. So I feel like he already has. Also, on like, I feel like he needs to, if he wants to be have any sort of chance or be a, I mean, he's not going to be a front runner, but to have, for people to take him seriously, because I feel like he kind of has just always been, you know, in the background and just kind of quiet, more conservative, you know, viewpoints, which is a great, you know, great thing. But I just think to even get, kind of get attention, he has to anyways, just to kind of get, I don't know, almost change the perspective that people have of him.
I think you just said something that I completely agree with. I think that there's a perspective on Pence, and I'm not promoting a candidate here. I'm just saying this is what I think is going to wind up happening. Is Pence as seen as the calm, cool,
yes,
collected kind of guy who always speaks in the even tone of voice, kind of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he used to be, it's kind of funny because he used to have a radio show in Indiana. And he was also the head of the Indiana Policy Institute. So wow. I can identify. But nonetheless, but I think you're right. I think he has to come out swinging. I think he has to. And that's because...
Because people need to be scared of him. I mean, like, as far as other, you know, other countries and seeing power.
He's got to get his game
power.
On. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He has to get his game on. But why did it take him so long to go on and say that he's running? Is there an underlying reason why he's running? Is there a back door reason? Say, hey, I'm going to come in or hey, if you come in and run and help me take down Trump, I'll give you this later on if I win.
I am not going to be a bit surprised to find out there's already some sure. deals being made by the other contestants.
I'm just saying.
I heard, who was it? Oh, yesterday I heard Chris Christie talking quite nicely about Mike Pence.
Mm. I'm just saying, you know, hey, you help this and we get his numbers down. Maybe somebody else is going to beat him out. So.
Here's the other thing, too. I think everybody knows that with Trump, you're either with him or you're not.
Right.
And Trump's already got a nickname for Pence, I guarantee you. So the bottom line is there's really no soft approach with trying to get ahead of Trump. The reality is Trump's personality, his style, the way he does things, if you're not swinging at him, he's still going to be swinging at you. And so I'm pretty sure the only recourse that Mike Pence has is to come out swinging against his old boss.
And you kind of wonder if it wasn't Trump being a front runner, would he even try? You know, like it almost seems like, is it just like out of spite too?
There's a lot of reasons.
Why are you running for president? Spite.
Just spite. Just to take a few more people away from
you. You don't really want to be the leader of the free world. You just want to one up the dude who made you mad.
That is not my personality at all. Nope.
All right, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. Coming into the second half of Boomer McQueen. And this is the part where we flip the script and they ask me a question. And I wait with bated breath to see what it is. All right, you guys, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, we're common sense is a superpower. All right, so we are here in studio with Boomer and McQueen, and this is the time we flip the script and they get to ask me a question. So, all right, I know y'all got questions. Who's got the first one? Who's doing what? What are we doing? Y'all looking at each other? You're being, oh, Boomer raises his hand.
I'll go.
That's what we do things
He's
in the studio
so polite,
now?
Yeah.
I'm being polite.
At home, yes. We do that too. Yeah. We raise our hands. Yeah. So we all take turns.
Yes, you in the front row. What was your question, please?
Thank you. Sir Phil, I was wondering, with all of these crazy maneuvers China's doing in front of all of our ships and planes and all kinds of stuff, just bowing up to us, what is the Biden administration's breaking point, if there is any?
Well, you know, Biden used to work for Obama. Obama used to say things like, yeah, used to, yeah. Wow.
No, I said that out loud.
McQueen with the zinger. But Biden used to work for Obama. Obama is the one who famously stood up there with regards to Assad in Syria saying chemical weapons would be a red line. They better not cross. And then they crossed it, and he did nothing. So I don't know that Biden has a true red line. And if he does, if he said it out loud, I don't know that he would enforce it. Mm. So there's that. I just don't think he's got any strength of character, any leadership, any backbone. You can tell he's never led anything in his whole life. So if I had to say there was, allegedly right now, an invasion, like a seaborne assault or just some type of invasion of Taiwan, for most presidencies, would be a red line.
Mm-hmm.
It should be for Biden. Whether it is or not, I don't know. And then, of course, you got to watch these flashpoints. Like the other day when they had that, Chinese warship literally crossed in front of ours. And 150 yards, Elon, that's 150 yards. 150 yards is nothing with warships.
Right.
And that's like danger close. And so crossed over in front of the wake, created turbulence for ours to have to go through. You get one wrong maneuver. You get somebody who doesn't, cut to port instead of starboard or something. And next thing you know, you've got somebody going aground or somebody's troops are dying. You got an international incident that immediately sparks. This is a kind of stupid environment where one small flashpoint can get really big.
Right.
So to answer your question, I just don't know that the Biden administration truly would follow up on red lines. I think that China could sink one of our ships and they try to give a most favored nation status for trade. That's just how weak they are, in my opinion.
Right.
Mm. All right. What do you got? A question? What do you got?
Do you want a fun one or a not fun or just a normal one?
Let's do a normal one.
We don't believe in fun around here.
No fun. All right, fine. Fun. Normal. All right. So Robert F. Kennedy went to the border, or like went to the Arizona.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Yes, he did. And so the Arizona sheriff said, "Oh well," was applauding him because he's been there more than the border czar, if you will, I guess. I feel like he's already, been establishing himself as a front runner. How is he going to be a threat to? To Biden.
Well, he's
right now. What does this mean to him?
Right now, he's the only threat to Biden in the Democrat primary. I don't think he has enough chutzpah right now to overtake him. But here's the thing: with Biden being 80 years old and obviously with health that is questionable at times, anything could happen. So, at what point is something? Let's say that Biden gets COVID for the 93rd time, even though he's quadruple vaccinated. Something happens, and I'm not wishing this upon him. I'm just saying, what if something happens? At that point, RFK is in the race. He's the only guy left standing.
Yeah.
I mean, Marianne Williamson is in the race. But what does that mean? I mean, I think she's too busy, chasing after, strange. I won't go into it. Yeah. It's the bottom line.
How do they only have, two candidates, and we have...
Well, it's usually considered bad form to run against the incumbent.
Oh,
if
mm-hmm.
the incumbent wants to run, it's a lot of times it's a step aside, let it happen kind of thing. That's why I said this past time when Kay Ivey ran for governor.
Yeah,
look how many people she had run against her in the primary. What does that say about her level of true popularity among conservatives, that they were willing to put that many people up against the incumbent?
Yeah,
it was not hers just to have because she had earned it. I mean, she had to go back and actually, she avoided debate. So she won. But in RFK's case, I think Kamala Harris hates the day that Joe Biden goes, "I'm making her the czar." I bet she didn't even know that when he's there at the press conference, and she's standing there, and right. In her mind, she's going, "Holy crap!" But she didn't want that job. But I think RFK is doing the right thing by going to the border.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's showing that as a as a Democrat, he would still be, working on policies that hopefully would improve our border situation and showing the world that he's not Joe Biden. And that's what there are a lot of centrist Democrats that want somebody who's going to be social Democrat, but fix some of the other stuff that's broken that they don't agree with. Because there are a lot of Democrats that don't get the whole transgender agenda. There are a lot of Democrats that don't get the fact that we have a border that means nothing. And there are Democrats in places like New York City that are official Democrats that are screaming at the Biden administration right now. So RFK, he's doing exactly what he has to do.
Yeah, we align on a lot more or a lot of things. There's definitely
there is
some
that
big ones, but okay.
But not conservatives.
No.
Are we done?
We're done.
Holy cow. All right, coming up next, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, calling in. We'll talk about what's happening. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Radio.